Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high near 77. Kenosha right now, 73 degrees, 75 in Burlington, Milwaukee 76, and 75 in Racine. Serious water problems are continuing in parts of Racine and Kenosha counties, with Burlington right now the center of attention. But lots of evacuations have taken place, sandbagging efforts all over. The Fox River measuring just over 16 feet early this morning, 5 feet over flood stage, and the National Weather Service says it will only start to slowly fall to about 15 feet by tomorrow morning. Right now, the flooding has affected several of the streets adjacent to the river. It's closed the bridges in Burlington to vehicles and pedestrians. With all the rain, you've got some major flooding. Basically, it's on the Fox River in both counties, Racine and Kenosha. Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says it's the Fox River that's the problem. The Root River in Racine seems to be pretty stable, also in other parts of the county. The work underway to try to help those with the Fox River and affected by all the floodwaters.
And we've been monitoring the situation, assessing needs, and dealing with issues as they come up. And right now, we're assisting the city of Burlington in trying to get additional resources out there, manpower to help fill sandbags, and also provided them with additional sandbags.
Racine County, the city of Burlington, declared states of emergency. That came yesterday due to the flooding. Burlington, a curfew in place for most residents, with few exceptions, from 10 o'clock last night until 6 o'clock this morning. Among the affected venues in Burlington because of the flooding, Veterans Terrace, right next to the Fox River. Lower-level pumping operations have been in place since yesterday, and the Fox River State Bank downtown, where sandbags were placed around the front door. The flood warning that was issued yesterday remains in effect until 5:45 p.m. today for both counties. Numerous areas of high water and flooding are continuing, especially again around Burlington. Many flooded roads have been closed, but increasing water levels, yes, they may even go up today, could impact those even more as well as others not affected. Emergency officials in Racine and Kenosha counties even still fielding calls from folks who've decided it's time to leave. Latest, a woman in Kenosha County on 77th Street, within the last hour, in fact, in Silver Lake, indicating she and her dog wanted to leave because of almost 6 feet of water surrounding their home. Travel around Kenosha County severely impacted by the rain. Sheriff David Beth saying that just getting around the county has been challenging at times.
I did not find one road to come down that did not have water at some point and at some depth covering the road. So as of right now, pretty much all of Kenosha County and any road you would travel on, except for probably the interstate, at one point or another on that road has some part that has water coming over it at different depths.
He says the county ran out of barricades and they're warning drivers about the hazardous conditions. Be very, very careful. More than 100 water-related calls into the sheriff's office yesterday, including two folks who had to be rescued from their vehicles. The Pleasant Prairie Mobile Home Park had 8 people and 2 dogs rescued yesterday afternoon due to the Kilburn Road ditch that had overflowed. The Fox River measuring in Kenosha County just over 17 feet early this morning. That is 6 feet over flood stage. That means record flooding is taking place, and that the situation will be getting worse before it starts to get better. The Weather Service office in Sullivan says the Fox River is going to continue rising to almost 17.5 feet in Kenosha County by this morning and then start to recede. Widespread flooding in the town of Salem and the village of Silver Lake, water into the lower areas of some homes in those areas. Any resident or business owner, either in Racine and or Kenosha County, dealing with flood damage, you need to file a report on that. David Mack says anybody in Racine County who's got property damage can contact the county at either 211 or this toll-free number, 866-211-3380.
We're looking for their contact information along with the type of damage they incurred, whether it's insured or uninsured damage, and a dollar estimate of how much the damage is.
Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser taking county residents and telling them you also have to report the damage.
Call your insurance company first, and then call us and let us know your damage. We need to know the aggregate damage for all damage within Kenosha County. It's critical that you let us know so the citizens and municipalities can get full reimbursement from this event.
Meanwhile, the Emergency Management Flood Hotline number in Kenosha County, 262-605-7924. You can also email it to disaster@kenoshacounty.org. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian, whose city got hit Monday morning with intense rain, creating flooding problems, also had to watch it pour yesterday, potentially adding to the headaches of affected residents and businesses. The mayor suggesting it's been like a 100-year storm, again said that planning efforts for the future will take into account the impact of what's happened this week. Almost 11 total inches of rain in 3 days. Emphasis will be on the so-called hotspots within the city. The Kenosha News indicates the mayor will also be asking the city council Monday night to divert some available funding toward helping folks affected by the loss of furnaces and or water heaters with this week's flooding. And City of Racine residents along to and next to the Root River in Racine got a little message from the police department about the potential for flooding, given all the rain that's fallen this week. Those getting the messages reside within an established floodplain, with many, if not all, likely hearkening back to what happened back in 2008 with the river going over its banks. Some others might remember Spring Street by Lutheran High School turned into a small lake. A 3-year-old child in Racine, the victim of an apparent homicide, found with a bullet wound inside of a Southeast Side home. Last night came word that a suspect was under arrest. A police department news release had officers going to a home in the 1800 block of Howe Street, finding the youngster in an upstairs area. From there, a person of interest was developed in the investigation. That individual then talked to and arrested. The paperwork sent to the district attorney's office for consideration of formal charges. City of Burlington, of course, early this morning, you still got the flooding situation going on. We've talked about that at length this morning. Some folks lost electricity. We Energy's indicating about 14,000 customers at one point were without power. Some decided to go with generators. A couple of folks decided to put their generator inside their residence, which was not a good idea. Fire rescue personnel sent to a home on Capitol Street. These two occupants feeling lightheaded with blurred vision and vomiting. They were taken to a hospital for treatment. The pair sickened by the fumes from that generator again in the basement of that residence. Well, it took some planning and negotiation, and now the Racine Employee Health and Wellness Center is officially open for business inside the former Curtin Clinic building on Northwestern Avenue. This is a facility for employees of Racine County, the City of Racine, and Racine Unified. There was a ribbon-cutting ceremony at which Council President and soon-to-be Acting Mayor Dennis Weiser says it's an example of effective cooperation.
We're getting more miles out of the taxpayers' dollars to deliver health benefits. The employees are getting access to more personal, quicker service, so there just is not a downside to this. We need to look, as the city, county, and school district, we need to look for more opportunities to partner like this.
County Executive Chief of Staff M.T. Boyle, detouring from the work in Burlington with the flooding, said, like the collaboration in that emergency, this clinic is another example of working together.
I watch collaboration all day from all over the county. Police, fire, our heads of government, all coming together to help us as citizens, as our residents, people in need. It's been fantastic. So it's so great that I'm here to help you celebrate this collaboration between the city, the school, and the county. And we should be doing more of this, because we are actually a great county. We have a lot of gifts and a lot of people that can help us in many, many different ways.
This new clinic follows a growing trend of employers opening up on-site or near-site clinics trying to help control healthcare costs. Another store at Racine's Regency Mall is going to be closing because of the financial difficulties of its parent company. Children's clothier Jim Baree announcing plans to close 350 stores nationwide, including the one in Racine. It's a San Francisco-based company that filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last month. Jim Baree with 10 locations in Wisconsin. And heading into the weekend, you may be cutting the grass that keeps growing because of all the rain we've had, just like with the park and rec staff and the various parks, they got to cut that grass. And that may come ahead of perhaps going down to the lakefront in Racine and watching a little round ball. Well, first of all, City Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck indicated to the Park and Rec Board that all this rain, it's great for the gardens and keeping the lawns green, but the impact has been affecting their schedule. They're usually dealing with dormant grass at this time of year. As for the schedule this coming Saturday and Sunday behind Gateway Technical College, it's the Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament, making a return, but for which Molbeck says they still need some volunteer help.
We are still looking for some people to help out in our command booth that will help with organizing the locations for our volunteers and our kids game area, both Saturday and Sunday, the auction area on Sunday in the morning, and always looking for people that want to help with takedown and trash and litter pickup.
The Gus Macker Tournament is going to involve 87 teams, 10 basketball courts, morning through afternoon, Saturday and Sunday. Public welcome to come watch. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in podcast form in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.